Fall has arrived at JCPenney, the perfect time to refresh your home. From now until Sunday, get up to 50% off select comforter sets, furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses from top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. And save 50 to 60% on select sheet sets, plus an extra 15% with your coupon on select home items. Hurry, ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/28 to 10/9 on select home items, furniture, and mattresses. Prices valid 9/28 to 10/1. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Savings on regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, please visit our website at Friends of Kevin. So excited to get my friend Christina with us from Investment Republic. Good afternoon, Christina. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream, my friend. So, Christina, I just want to start with a little bit of a flashback. You know, you've been on the show before, but can you remind me about Investment Republic and what is your role there?
Sure, Kevin. Investment Republic is a financial planning and financial literacy firm that removes the conflict of interest most people find with their financial planning relationships. I'm building the firm I wish had been available when I got started financial planning for myself and family, but couldn't find.
So how's it different then, my friend?
So what I see is that there are three kinds of people who seek financial planning. Some say, do it for me. Some say, do it with me. And some say, show me, and I'll do it myself. I found that most financial planning firms say, we will do it for you, and then make it difficult or confusing for people who become intimidated and kind of allow their planning to be done for them. And they feel that that takes control of the process. People who want it done with them or to be shown how then feel that they can't get the help or insight they want, and they feel alienated. So I think it's wrong, and I think the clients should be partners in the process and completely understand every step of the way confidently. So at Investment Republic, we do financial planning work for people who say, do it with me, or show me how, and I'll do it myself. We're not for everybody, and that's okay.
True. So the last time we spoke, you introduced a woman's money solutions. Can we go a little deeper into that this time?
Sure, absolutely. So Women's Money Solutions is a process and philosophy that is a distinct financial planning approach for women. I'm gonna throw a question at you. Kevin, do you know that I have a degree in philosophy?
No, I did not.
So, well, I do, and I learned in my studies of the Greek philosophers that more than 2,000 years ago, Plato said, if women are expected to do the same work as men, we must teach them the same things. So when I consider the dynamics of women in their educations, contributions in the workforce, and our economy, and how that's evolved over our lifetimes, I'm astonished. So in the last 40 years, I think Plato's suggestion has been understood, and that men and women have embraced the Platonic concept of educating women to do the same things as men. However, the implementation of that education is still happening. We're still undergoing this revolution of well-educated women coming into the workforce. And I think we're only just beginning to see that effect of so many well-educated women in our society.
So, Christina, why is women's financial planning different then?
So, since women are now taught the same things as men, and many do the same work as men, they expect that they should be paid the same, and they're expected to be handling the same problems and challenges as men. Yet, what I see is that most women have few role models and little or no experience. So, for many women, equal pay hasn't been achieved, but other things also haven't been achieved. So, research is continually bearing out that for many women, income equality hasn't been achieved, even for the women doing the same work as male colleagues without the women ever leaving the workplace. Yet the fundamental costs that they have are the same and in some instances higher. And this creates complex financial planning problems. So it's not just about the gender disparity, but really it's about the financial planning problems this creates. So I recognize that the solutions to these problems required a two-pronged kind of psychological approach and financial planning problem-solving approach that is mindful of the challenges women face. What's terrific about it is that it empowers the women and also helps to take some of the burden away from the men in their lives. You see, these issues impact both men and women. Men bear an incredible burden when they're doing the planning, when they intend to provide or care for their own families. When women are planning and want to support their families, they also have a lot to consider. So for women, the lack of wage parity, their tendency to leave the workforce to support family members, live longer lives, having higher health care costs, means that traditional financial planning advice doesn't typically work for them. So when planning is done strategically and mindfully for women's needs, the result of the planning process can be far better.
So, Christina, tell me how this is different then.
So many of the data points that you see used in analysis and financial planning models rely on averages, and relying on average information can lead to a false sense of security for women. A woman who never leaves the workforce has very different financial planning problems than a woman who's a stay-at-home mom for 5, 10, even 20 years. Because women's working lives are only 30 to 40 years of time, time out of the workforce compounds the financial planning problems very quickly and makes solving the problems harder. While many women view this as something that they need to change in the world outside of themselves, either by battling for wage equality or better retirement plan construction, that's difficult. And although I applaud these efforts, I urge women to spend energy implementing strategies on how to save, plan, and invest now, and to use their resources wisely, because the changes that they'd like to see in the world may not change in time for them to meet their own financial goals. And I say this because a woman who spends 30 years fighting for wage parity may find that at the end of 30 years the goal has been hit, but it may be too late for her to impact her own retirement outcome.
So what areas of financial planning are different then?
All of them, really. Because for many women, the time frame in which to execute the planning elements are compressed, and women spend less time considering the problems. Most of the common elements are risk management, estate planning, retirement planning, education planning, investment planning, long-term planning, and tax planning.
So, Christina, that's a lot. Can you take us through the planning challenges for women in one area then?
So if I need to pick one, let's talk about retirement planning today, since that's one of the most common areas in financial planning. Analysis pulled together, for example, by the Pew Research Center in 2014 and the Social Security Administration, for example, highlights the fact that many women work on average 9 fewer years than men. This means that when they're working, women need to save more in order to retire, and sometimes they can't because they aren't paid equally. This gap, which is both a productivity gap and a wage gap, leads to a long-term impact in retirement and creates challenges in creating retirement income streams. This is because the woman has contributed less to Social Security and will benefit less. She'll typically save less. The matches to retirement plans contributed by their employer may also be less because it's contributed on a lower wage and or on a lesser contribution level because she can't afford to contribute more. And because women's earnings tend to peak between the ages of 35 and 42, which is about 10 to 15 years sooner than men's earnings peak. So planning how to finance retirement for them is therefore different for women than for men. And we have to adjust for the distinct differences in women's plans. Because of those sorts of gaps, I have some strong recommendations for the women that I work with.
So, Christina, for our listeners today, could you share an example of one of those recommendations then?
Okay. So, very commonly, Kevin, you're going to hear that the standard financial planning guidance is that people should save between 10 and 15% of their income. And I find that that just isn't enough. My analysis looking at this problem over the last decade and more is that women really need to save a higher percentage. And while that's going to be hard for some people to hear, I typically see that women need to be saving between 14 and 20% of their income, depending on a number of factors, including whether or not they will leave the workforce, when and how they will leave the workforce, what their income is, and how they handle investing and risk. So I work with people to help them strategize and visualize the impact of a number of different scenarios.
So what is the one thing someone could do today that would make a difference in their financial planning then?
Sure. So I encourage everybody, and especially women, who haven't taken time from the workforce to stop relying on average. So I think everybody just needs to take this idea that there's an average retirement number they should reach or an average Social Security benefit that they can expect, and to always rely on their own specific details. I've seen too many times when a woman has relied on the average Social Security numbers in their financial planning model as the number that they should expect, only to find that throughout the course of their lifetime they hadn't contributed enough to meet their retirement income. And when they go to retire, they don't have supplemental savings, they haven't contributed to 401k plans, and they're receiving less than the average Social Security income, and then they're out of time to be able to try and catch up.
That's great advice, Christina. So, Christina, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Sure. So, Kevin, people can always reach me at www.investmentrepublic.com, or they can shoot me an email at Christina with a K, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A dot Ickes, I-C-K-E-S, at investmentrepublic.com.
Christina, really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks, Kevin. Good to know you.
Have a great day. Bye now.
You too. Bye.
Fall has arrived at JCPenney, the perfect time to refresh your home. From now until Sunday, get up to 50% off select comforter sets, furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses from top brands like Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Beautyrest, and more. And save 50 to 60% on select sheet sets, plus an extra 15% with your coupon on select home items. Hurry, ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 9/28 to 10/9 on select home items, furniture, and mattresses. Prices valid 9/28 to 10/1. Selections vary by store while supplies last. Fittings on regular and original prices. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
When the weather suddenly changes, NBC Boston's early warning weather has you covered. The NBC Boston team has the tools and the technology to keep you safe. With Sky Ranger flying high over Boston watching the roads, or Storm Ranger, our one-of-a-kind mobile Doppler radar, and Weather Warrior, our four-wheel drive storm chaser. When the weather changes, early warning weather has you covered. On the only NBC station in Boston, NBC Boston Channel 10.